Thank you, Vice President. My delegation takes note of the High Commissioner's oral update. We reiterate Zimbabwe's firm opposition to the use of country-specific mandates adopted without the approval of the country concerned. These mandates are counterproductive as they ignore the concerns repeatedly voiced by the targeted country and seek to impose solutions on sovereign governments. We strongly condemn the continued application of unilateral coercive measures, which have a devastating impact on the well-being and full enjoyment of human rights by the people of Nicaragua, that the same measures are purportedly designed to protect. Zimbabwe commends Nicaragua's active participation in its third UPR cycle review in October 2024 as a demonstration of the country's willingness to cooperate with the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms through platforms that encourage constructive dialogue and cooperation. We call on the Council to prioritize a genuine, constructive, and non-politicized dialogue with the government of Nicaragua, guided by the principles of objectivity, impartiality, non-selectivity, and non-interference in the affairs of the state. The dialogue should be aimed at supporting and strengthening the country's efforts to comply with its human rights obligations. I thank you.